Has anyone ever told you they were proud of you? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One thing my dad has always been so good at is writing notes of encouragement. Whenever I left for college, he would always leave notes in my car if he couldn't be there to see me off. When I had big days at work coming up, he would leave a note for me on the back door. Valentine's Day, he would leave a note for me somewhere. It always made me feel so cared for. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Love You, Proud of You by Davis McMurphy. The simple note written on a card and given to me by a family member echoed in my mind. It read, "Love you, proud of you." I couldn't stop thinking about those words. I felt a nudge as if the Holy Spirit wanted me to pay attention. And then I remembered why. My question. How can I be a better sister? The question had been on my mind and in my prayers. I have good intentions to love my siblings when I wake up each day, but somehow, from the moment my feet hit the carpeted floor in my room, my goal of being a better sister felt directionless and unattainable. The note from my family member made me realize that the problem with focusing on how to be a better sister is that it places my thoughts on me. It becomes a selfish pursuit and therefore sets me up for failure because love is not selfish. This note changed my perspective. Instead of asking the question, how can I be a better sister? I started to ask myself and ask the Lord, how can I love my siblings well? How can I show them that I love them and I am proud of them today? The point is not about whether I am a better sister. The point is for me to love my siblings because God first loved me. The beauty of this is that when you and I love one another, God's love is brought to full expression in us, as we read in John 4:12. So let's talk about this cute little Devo a little bit more together. God calls us to love each other out of the overflow of His love for us. As we spend time pondering how much God loves us, how Jesus died on the cross for us so we could be forgiven and then rose from the grave so we could live forever with Him, we often find that loving others just comes naturally. How could you spend some time pondering Jesus' love today? How can you love people God has placed in your life today? Whether they be family, friends, other people you know, or strangers. Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God to bring people to mind and give you ideas of practical ways you can show these people that you do love them. Maybe you could help with a task, write a note, or simply have a conversation. As you and I can read in 1 John 4:19, we love each other because He loved us first. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, and 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we have a 10 Commandments reading program launching on January 1st? Download the Unlocked app so you are ready to stream it. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about hindsight with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.